BJ and Jamie.
Well, this story is from a couple of months ago. And in fact, the incident happened a while back, but some rulings have come down. But here's the bottom line. Try to stay out of the windows, at the hotel, at the airport when you're naked.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Have you ever stayed at the Westin, DIA?
Never. No.
Okay. Well, I've stayed there a few times for various reasons.
Yeah.
One time, remember, I lost my key.
Yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah, I lost my key too. Yeah.
And when you're flying in late, you don't want to deal with the car service and stuff. Just get a hotel room and get down to the house.
Or if you have like a 5 a.m. flight.
Yeah. That's true.
You stay there. So I've stayed at the Westin DIA a few times, and I like what they do there. Like, they make the ice skating rink. They do different fun stuff. It's a great hotel. I'm not taking away from that hotel. But you guys, one day we got turned around somehow, and then I was on the road that goes under the Westin. It goes, I mean, not under it, but right beside it. And I look up and I realize, oh my God, that window is right there. And I've been naked in that window.
You have? In that particular window?
Yes. Like, those windows are right there. You can see them from the road. Like, you can't believe. And when you're up there, for whatever reason, it feels like, so let's... If you stood in this window naked, not pushing yourself up against this window, but say that you stood right at that chair.
Right.
You probably wouldn't feel like anybody could see you.
No. No, I agree with you.
You know, I mean, right where you are right now, if you're naked, you probably feel like nobody could see you.
I'll give you an example, too. And this is going the other direction, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm standing at the window a couple of weeks ago, and I'm looking out the window. And obviously, the people down in the parking lot have no idea you're seeing them, okay?
Right.
No idea. It's kind of the reverse role.
Okay.
I saw a lady get out of a car, down, and we're 11 floors up, and she had no idea I was watching. But she was getting out of her car and spilled a cup of coffee all over herself.
Really?
All over. And the door flies open. The cup comes flying. You can tell she just smacked it out of her lap, right?
Yeah.
And I saw the whole scene. And I thought to myself, she has no idea.
She has no idea.
I just witnessed that spillage.
And that's the thing. It's like nobody knows that you're really looking. If we were naked right here this far back, we wouldn't think that anybody could see us over there at that building. But the craziest part about the Westin and the way the windows are is that you can see through the whole room when you're on the street. So I was naked all the way back at the desk.
Yeah.
Naked. And then I realized from the street, oh my God, you can see all the way back to that desk.
So somebody saw it, more than likely. Even though you don't know that for a fact.
No, but they saw it.
More than likely they did, right? Because in your head, you're thinking that these people have, you know, maybe security to go through. They're checking the bags. They got to stop and get a book to read on the plane. You know, they've got things going on in their life. They're not looking at me. They can't even see me.
Right, but they can. And that's what happened to, and I'm sure you've heard about, that pilot that was arrested for being naked at the Westin. So he did what I did. He took off his clothes. He was naked in front of the 10th floor. And then they all of a sudden came up and they arrested him for a misdemeanor charge.
Yeah. This was, what, a year ago or so?
September 20th.
Yeah. Okay. So late last fall.
Right. And so now he is suing the city of Denver.
Yeah. Now, he got off the hook on that because they were going to file charges against him, which they did. But it got thrown out because he had no idea the people were looking at him.
He says he's entitled to at least $1 million. I don't want this to happen to anybody else. What the Denver police did to me is not right at all. According to the police report, airport employees saw him touching himself. Well, should have pre-read.
Now, didn't he also lose his job or at least was suspended? I think he was.
Was he?
So you could sue for that. You missed work.
He says he hopes his suspension, you are correct, his suspension with the airlines is lifted soon since all the charges were dropped.
Yeah, he's not going back to work.
That's so sad.
So he should get the money for this.
So if I'm standing naked at the Westin in DIA and I'm all the way back at the, you know, the desk and somebody sees me, the Denver police come and arrest me, I could lose my job?
Probably.
That is crazy.
You know, the rooms we had the last time we went down to the Cayman Islands was the same way. I had a balcony room.
Oh, yeah.
I was four stories up, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you right now, you would have never thought that someone from another hotel or whatever could see you. And you could easily be in your room and the drapes are pulled. And so, therefore, you know, you got the full exposure there.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah. Schneider and I looked up and we saw you.
Well, you let your guard down in a good hotel,
don't you?
You like to frolic around the room all naked and everything.
And
when you get out of the shower.
We're like, wow, he's a Tucker. Yeah. No, you weren't talking.
That wasn't me.
We're like, maybe he's a grower, not
a
shower.
I don't think that was me.
We said all kinds of mean things.
I think that was somebody else.
It was.
Yeah. I don't think that was me.
Oh.
I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
All right. So the moral of the story is when you're at DIA and you're staying in that hotel that's out there, keep your clothes on.
No kidding.
Keep your clothes on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.